me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
As we continue to look for ways to support our family in Israel, I am hopeful that this Parsha story can be a part of that by helping us grow our Torah learning and how we treat each other. About 200 years ago, Zusha and Esther lived in a small, simple house. It was very small and very simple. There was a dining room table with four chairs. There were two beds, curtains, a bookshelf, and a small wooden couch with two cushions on it. They were very happy. Their lives were filled with many acts of kindness and goodness, and they didn't feel badly for themselves. They had what they needed. Esther owned one dress that she wore during the week and a Shabbos dress, a dress that she wore every Shabbat. After a while of wearing the same dress day after day after day after day, her dress started getting faded and worn out, and it even started getting little holes in it, which she did her best to sew up. But one day, she said to Zusha, "Zusha, I think it's time for us to think about getting me a new dress. Let's start saving up." And Zusha said, "I love that idea, Esther. Yes." And they set up a little tin cup in their room. And whenever they had an extra coin, or whenever they were able to do an extra job to make more money, they would put another coin in the cup. And little by little, day after day, week after week, month after month, the coins filled up. And Esther and Zusha looked at the cup one day, gave it a shake and said, "Let's count out the money. I think we've saved enough for a new dress." And they counted out the money, and indeed, they had enough. They started to dance and sing with joy. They were so grateful to Hashem that they had enough money for Esther to get a new dress. In those days, about 200 years ago, when you wanted a new dress, you didn't order it online and you didn't go to a department store. You actually went to a tailor, and the man or woman in that shop would measure you, and you would tell them what kind of fabric you want, and they would spend about a week working on that new dress or pants or a top, whatever you would need, and then you would come and pick it back up. Esther excitedly walked to the tailor. She looked through the different fabrics and picked one that she could afford that still looked very pretty to her, and drew a picture of what she wanted the dress to look like. The tailor said, "I'll see you in a week with a beautiful new dress for you." And Esther walked home with a skip in her step, looking forward to the next week, when she'd be able to take her dress that was getting really worn out with little holes in it, cut it up and use it as a shmata, as a rag to clean, and put on her new weekday dress, her one weekday dress. A week passed, and Esther went back to the tailor for her fitting and to pick up the dress. And as she approached the tailor's house, she heard soft sobbing, soft crying. Who could that be? I wonder who is so sad.
The crying was getting a little bit louder. And then Esther knocked on the door to let the tailor know that she was there. And as the tailor let her in, she saw a young woman, about 20 or 21 years old, walking out of the room with her head in her hands, still sobbing. The tailor looked at Esther and said, "I'm sorry, that was just my daughter. She's feeling a little sad." And Esther nodded her head, and the tailor said, "She's getting married in 3 weeks, and she wishes she can get a new weekday dress. But we don't have enough money for one right now. And when she came in and saw me sewing and almost finished, she thought the dress was for her. But when I let her know that it was part of my work and that I was so sorry, but it wasn't for her, she just started to cry because she felt so sad." Without missing a beat, in the blink of an eye, Esther looked at the tailor and said, "Let this be her dress. It will be my honor to give this dress to her. Please, she's a young girl. I'll figure something out for myself with time. Please, please let her have the dress." The tailor said, "Thank you so, so much." And Esther left with the skip in her step, with the feeling of joy, with the glow on her face that somebody has when they feel so good that they made a good choice, when they made a good decision, when they helped another person. Esther came home and Zusha said, "Esther, I'm so happy to see you. You look so happy. I can hardly wait to see your new dress." Esther said, "I am very happy, but I've no new dress to show you." And Zusha was so surprised. He said, "What? You're so happy, but you have no new dress to show me? What happened?" Well, she put the cup with the coins back on the table and said, "Zusha, I was just able to help a young woman get a new dress so that after she gets married, she'll have a dress that she can wear and feel so good in every day. I gave it to them as a gift." So she said, "Esther, that was so kind of you." And then Zusha and Esther looked at each other and they said, "Wait, there's one more thing we have to do." And at the same time, they both looked at the coins in the cup. They gave it a little shake. They stood up and they said, "We must pay the tailor." And they ran all the way back to the tailor's house. And they knocked on the door. And the tailor opened up the door and said, "Hi, is everything okay?" And Esther said, "I'd like to pay you." And the tailor said, "Pay me? You gave me the gift. You gave me the dress to give to my daughter. Now it's my daughter's. You don't have to pay me." Esther and Zusha said, "No, we actually do. You worked on this dress for us for a whole week, and we'd very much like to pay you. Thank you so much." They handed him the money. They both walked out the door with the skip in their step, and they said, "We'll start saving again today for a new dress. But today, we are both feeling great." Esther said, "I feel happier than I would even feel if I was wearing a new dress, knowing that I helped another person." In this week's Parsha, Parsha Vayera, we learn about many acts of kindness that Avraham and Sarah do. They welcomed travelers into their tent and prepared elaborate, beautiful meals for them. We learn about Avram going to help save Lot. Avram and Sarah spend their lives doing acts of chesed, not waiting to only react, but to always look out for ways to help other people. They train themselves to practice doing mitzvot all the time, kindness all the time, until it is just the natural response. It's like the kindness muscle. It just gets stronger and stronger and stronger the more you use it. Just like Esther in our story, she trained herself so much to do acts of kindness that without a missing a beat, in the blink of an eye, she gave her brand new dress to somebody who she felt needed it even more than she did. Let's all practice doing lots of acts of kindness and looking for different ways that we could help other people so that it would also be our natural response when we have the opportunity to help somebody else. And that is a lesson that we can learn from this week's Parsha and bring into our lives. May our efforts to do so serve as a zechut for our beloved chayalim and brothers and sisters in Israel. Shabbat Shalom.